Hi, I'm Pinakin Munshi. I'm going to take you through Chapter 3, which is on Artificial Intelligence in Operations, specifically Quality Control and Process Optimization. So, agenda for the chapter is 1. Introduction to Artificial Intelligence in Operations, AI's role in transforming operations, AI's role in quality control in production lines, data-driven optimization with machine learning, advanced robotics and AI in manufacturing optimization, examples of AI in production systems, and benefits and challenges. And finally, the summary. So coming to the introduction, artificial intelligence is revolutionizing the manufacturing industry by enabling smarter, faster, and more adaptive systems. So unlike traditional manufacturing, which relies on manual processes and fixed automation, AI-driven systems analyze vast amount of data, make real-life decisions, and adapt dynamically. So as we have seen, it relies on the historical data and the label data, which tells it which are the decisions which were right or which are the decisions which were not optimal. And based on the past learning, it basically decides on the future decisions. And it gives you an optimal solution. AI enhances quality control, optimizes production workflows, and introduces unprecedented efficiency. So how does this unprecedented efficiency comes? Because the production workflows, etc., are partly what the machine learning learns and partly what has been taught by the experts on the best utilization of the resources. AI in manufacturing is not just a technological shift, it's a strategic enabler for business growth and global competitiveness. Because it can lead or it can give you an edge in the manufacturing, which can actually lead to competitiveness overall. It enhances operational resilience, supports sustainability, and optimizes innovation. So we have seen that how it can predict certain failures or disruptions and caution you so that, you know, corrective actions can be taken so that your resources do not remain idle. Also, it supports sustainability because it ensures that, you are operating with minimum wastage, maximum energy efficiency, and, with highest efficiency, even as we have seen in the case of logistics, etc. And thus, it optimizes innovation. It basically even suggests better ways of doing things. And we will see how, we can use AI to further optimize and innovate on these systems. So what are the key AI technologies used? So the most important being machine learning. So AI algorithms identify patterns and trends from historical and real-time data. So it basically looks at the past trends and it can, based on those, predict. It can take into account a large number of variables, which humanly is not possible. So enables predictive analytics, helping manufacturers anticipate defects, maintenance needs, and demand fluctuations. We have seen that analytics can help you predict failures, failed deliveries, for example, in terms of raw materials, etc., due to external factors. And also, it can monitor the machines and the health of the machines by way of predictive maintenance, etc. So basically, it can prevent defects from happening. Computer vision. AI-powered image recognition detects defects and monitors production quality with real-time accuracy. Reduces human error in inspection tasks, ensuring consistent quality standards. One of the ideal example here is, you must have seen that there are systems which can classify or sort fruits, or eggs, etc. So it can, through the computer vision or image, processing, it can analyze the defective and the non-defective ones. And the beauty is a human being cannot actually react as quickly as a AI-based system, which can quickly discard the defective, materials. So this is how it helps. This is just one example that I'm giving. The other kind of defects, like there are wrong labeling or missing label. So where, the computer vision can actually come into play. Another example that I've given in one of the earlier chapter is on print defects. So when you have printing of, let's say, labels or printed material like magazines, etc., where it's a 6 or 7 color printing, even if one color is printed out of sync, out of register, then the quality will be defective. The system can detect even the minutest deviation and make corrections before it becomes a defect. So computer vision is one of the powerful tools when it comes to AI. Robotics. AI-driven robot execute complex repetitive tasks with precision and efficiency, improves production speed while minimizing waste and operational cost. So biggest example, we have already seen this in the automotive industry. Two areas in automotive industry where robo are extensively used. One is on the welding of the body, that is the bodywork. The second is the painting part. Both these partly because, the environment in these two shops is also not very conducive to human workers or human labor. And here, the robo are accomplishing the cost or the task at minimum cost, doing it perfectly. And with the AI-driven systems, it basically monitors the quality of the job while it is doing it. So it ensures a defect-free product consistently. Industry 4, smart factories and AI. So traditional assembly lines are evolving into smart factories integrating AI and advanced analytics. Within Industry 4, AI enhances IoT of things, that is Internet of Things, where you are gathering real-time data for predictive maintenance and optimization. So in Internet of Things, there are devices which are in the machine, which are constantly monitoring the condition of the machine and which triggers alarm whenever there is any deviation. Thus, this can actually also, predict the kind of maintenance which is required so that the machine can be, taken for a maintenance at an opportune time without really having a breakdown maintenance. Automation systems enabling precise high-speed operations with minimal human intervention. So robotics was one example. There are many other automated systems which are today in use in the industry, which enable precise operations. One of the example, again, I will put it as the assembly of the printed circuit board for the mobile phones. Now, you know the complexity because the components are extremely minute and these machines will, carry out the task of assembling and soldering the printed circuit boards to perfection. You can see that the number of failures of a typical mobile phone which you purchase are very, very low. And this speaks about the quality that automated system can deliver, which in a manual system, you may not get the same level of precision. AI-driven smart factories improve decision-making, respond to dynamic market demands, and optimize operational efficiency. So we have seen how the systems are much more agile when you are, adopting AI in factories. And this is applicable to our current topic also, when it comes to the quality assurance and process optimization. So AI's role in operation. We'll start with the defect detection. AI identifies defects at an early production stage, significantly reducing rework and waste. Improves product consistency and reliability. I would like to give an example. One of my customer who used to be a cigarette manufacturer, they generally are using machines which take the cigarette sticks. You also have the outer carton or outer you can say packaging for the cigarette case, and these are packed at a very high speed. They churn out typically 60 packs, that means 600 sticks of cigarette per minute, and these operate at extremely high speeds. The system is such that when one roll of any material gets over, the machine will automatically switch to the next roll, which is put there. The operator has to only look at the machine. When one roll becomes empty, he removes and loads another roll in place, and the machine will work non-stop. Whenever there is a change of roll, that means let us say that the inner slide, or let us say the outer pack, one roll gets over and the second roll starts, there is a joint which is made. The machine will detect that particular pack which has a joint, and that particular pack will be discarded. So that means it ensures that this pack doesn't go to the market. So this is the level of automation or the defect detection in the system. So you are maximizing the output, a single machine delivering consistently at very high rate and preventing any defect in the process. So thus it brings down the cost quite significantly. Process optimization. AI-driven analytics streamline workflows for maximum efficiency. So because of the predictive analytics, it will forewarn you of any disruption, any failures, allowing you to make changes, or it will even suggest the changes that you need to make. It provides you the decision. Only thing is you have to make the decision. You have to implement the decision. Helps manufacturer optimize resource allocation and cost management. So even the resources, if you have, the resources typically being the labor, that is the manpower, the machines, and in machines also you have certain machines where you have excess capacity, certain machines which are bottleneck. That means these are maybe machines which require very high capex, which you may not have in large numbers. But these machines need to be flogged. They need to operate continuously. So the system can forewarn you whenever there is a likelihood of a disruption to ensure that these machines never stop and the opportunity is not lost. Bottleneck equipment are also the equipment which, you know, basically dictate your overall output. For example, if the bottleneck equipment is down, then your production output can be affected, because bulk of your products need to go through those equipment. So this is how it helps optimize the resources and manage the cost. Scalability and adaptability. So AI facilitates seamless expansion while maintaining quality and performance. So once you have set up a system, once you have streamlined the system, scaling it becomes very easy. Like for example, if you have a machine, you have been operating it for a significant period of time, and you have gathered sufficient data to basically predict the performance of the machine and to take decisions based on it. Now, when you add more of those machines, scaling up becomes very easy, because the same logic, the same algorithm, and the same historical data can be used to, you know, drive your remaining equipment or the expansion. So it becomes very easy to scale your production once you have adopted AI. enables companies to adapt quickly to market fluctuations and consumer demand. It also prompts you to maximize the output of those products for which there is a high demand and for which you have less inventory in the system. Because, you know, the system is able to see your inventory seamlessly, right from raw material to finished product. So it will look at whether the total inventory available in your system or the raw material, the resources available, are adequate or not. And if it finds that for one particular product, the inventory is not adequate, it will immediately plan the production and even trigger the raw material supply for that particular product. So thus, it will allow you to adapt quickly to market changes or market fluctuations. AI transforming quality control in production lines. So now we are coming how AI transforms quality control or quality assurance. AI redefines quality control, moving beyond traditional reactive approach. So we have seen in the past that, you know, the reactive approach is what we used to call as quality control, because we used to control the quality. After a product has been produced, we check the product and we see whether it is fit for release to the market or not. We call it now the quality assurance, where we monitor the quality online and we check for the deviation from the ideal. So if there is any deviation, we try to correct it before it becomes a defect. That means before the deviation goes beyond the permissible limits. So AI redefines quality control in this aspect, and it becomes more proactive in place of reactive approach. Enhances accuracy, speed, and proactive defect prevention. So as we discussed, you are preventing a defect from occurring. You're not detecting or segregating materials which are defective, but you are checking for deviation as the process is on and trying to correct it so that it doesn't become a defect. AI-driven inspections, sensor analysis, process control, and data interpretation ensure high-quality manufacturing. So we have seen that how it can sense any defect in the product, like, for example, labeling defects, printing defects. Even, you know, with the sensor analysis, it can detect the dimensions of critical components or critical parameters in a component. So the process control will actually look at what is the kind of a drift which is happening in the system over a period of time, and it will either take necessary actions or it will suggest necessary action. We had given the example of the wear and tear on the tool in a CNC machine. So if there is an online monitoring of the parameter, it will basically sense that due to the wear and tear of the tool, the dimension is slightly deviating. So it will warn you to either change the tool or to recalibrate the tool so that, you know, the dimension that is machined is accurate and within the tolerance limit. So this is how it can help. AI transforms QC into a data-driven proactive discipline. So using techniques like statistical process control, it can ensure that, and this is data-driven because it's continuously driving the data. It also understands at what rate your tool is getting worn out, at or what rate your machine, the bearings or whatever is getting worn out, and when they require a replacement. So all this is happening based on the data collection or the data which is being crunched by the AI system. Enhances accuracy, predictive capabilities, and efficiency. So accuracy in terms of, you know, how frequently you need to change the tool. And this is not based on statistics, saying that after you have produced 20 products, you need to change the tool. It basically is looking at the actual products produced, and when it finds that the deviation is nearing the tolerance limit, it'll warn you, and then it'll ask you to take preventive actions. Also, predictive capability is, you know, when the it detects when a machine needs a maintenance, predictive maintenance. So if there is a bearing which is wearing out, etc., which is leading to a deviation, then it'll forewarn you. And we will see this, like how the predictive analytics work. And it will basically drive the maintenance systems, etc., to ensure that you don't land with a defective product. Ensures consistent product quality, operational resilience, and reduced defects. So we have seen how it prevents a defective product from being created through the monitoring of the parameters, key parameters and dimensions of the product being machined or produced, and also through the health of the equipment. So that is how it basically improves your output, operational resilience, and reducing the number of defects. So what is the difference between the traditional quality control and the AI-powered quality systems? So the inspection method, so in the traditional system, you had manual inspection by workers. Here you have automated systems. Data analysis, you had limited real-time data analysis in the old system, and somebody had to manually plot a statistical process control chart, etc. Here, this is happening real-time, data-driven decisions, and based on a large amount of data. Accuracy, prone to human error, because when humans are involved, there is fatigue. Sometimes the job is repetitive in nature, boring in nature. So, you know, there is a chance of a human error in terms of reading the dimension, etc. But with the AI-powered automated system, the chances are much less. So you have increased accuracy and consistency. And lastly, the response time, slower response time with the humans. With the AI-powered system, you have continuous real-time optimization of the processes. This happens very quickly. So we also saw the example of the computer vision, you know, where let's say sorting of eggs or some fruits, etc. It could be based on the size, the color. Very quickly, the sorting can happen, and the speed with which it happens cannot be compared, because a human being can still make a mistake, but the computer vision will not make a mistake. So these are the differences between the traditional QC and the AI-powered QC. So AI-powered automated visual inspection system. Computer vision, a powerful branch of AI, enables machines to see and interpret visual information much like humans do. In fact, it's not much like humans, it's much better than humans. So example I gave of the printing machines. Now, printing machines run at a very, very high speed. And by the time a human being can detect a defect, a few meters of material would have been printed and gone. So if there is a defect, by the time you make a correction, you would have produced a few meters of defective material. Now, with a AI-based system, automated system, this would not happen, because it'll sense even a slight deviation and it will make appropriate corrections. So computer vision for intelligent quality inspection, AI mimics human vision, enabling real-time defect detection. And because this happens at a very, very high speed, which a human eye is not capable of, even witnessing. High resolution multispectral imaging ensures detailed analysis. So as I said, multispectral imaging. So you can have IR imaging, or you can have spatial imaging at a certain wavelengths, etc., which can let the machine see details which normally a human eye cannot detect. Image acquisition and pre-processing. AI-powered cameras capture images highlighting potential defects. This we already saw in the printing example. We have also seen it in the sorting of fruits or eggs, etc. Because I have seen systems, you know, where the eggs, like for example, in a hatchery, you require eggs which are fertilized, from which a chick will emerge. Now, what they do is, when they are incubating the eggs, they are also in between sorting the eggs, because you don't want to incubate eggs which will never, which are not fertilized and which are not going to result in a chick. So through the computer vision, they are checking the eggs, and wherever the embryo is not developing and the eggs are showing no development, these eggs are discarded because they are not fertilized. And only those eggs which have an embryo developing in it, those are retained for further gestation or for incubation. So the next point is noise reduction, contrast enhancement, and normalization, refine input for precision. So in many cases, you know, a human being cannot detect certain anomalies or certain deviations due to the noise associated, due to the speed. With a computer vision, you can enhance the contrast. Like for example, even in the print control, etc., there are certain filters. So if you want to detect the deviation of one particular color, then they use a filter which will highlight that particular color. And they can see what is the deviation in the printing of that one particular the color, and the correction will be applied to that particular printing cylinder, which is where the deviation is occurring. So this is the advantage of the image acquisition and reprocessing systems. So AI-powered automated visual inspection systems, machine learning based on feature extraction. So AI models, including CNN, which is convoluted neural networks, they analyze textures, shapes, and color variations. This is what we saw in case of fruits, in case of the eggs, the example that I gave, and also in case of the print defects. And the same thing is applied in many other cases. So like, for example, let's say there is a company which is making tomato ketchup, and there are bottles on which the labels are being applied. Now, if there is a bottle without label or a label not properly affixed, a system can immediately detect this and it will discard this bottle. That means the system will divert this, to a place where the defective product will not go to the market. Categorizes defects, ensuring reliable quality assessment. So categorizing defects, it can be either, sorting by size or sorting by defect. So ensuring that, you're assessing the quality appropriately. The example I gave of the eggs. You are assessing the quality, and eggs which are not going to result in a chick are, segregated. So this is the example. Real-time defect detection and alerts. AI detects flaws instantly, triggering alerts and automated corrections. So even there are systems where it may not automatically correct it, but it will give you an alert. The other, I'll give the example of the cigarette machine. So in the cigarette machine, if there is a flaw, like for example, something breaks, then the machine will automatically stop and it will give an alert. So a human intervention is required to maybe reconnect or rejoin the material. So let us say there is a breakage. Also in these machines, because you are packing cigarette sticks, so some of the tobacco tends to leak out. Now these tobaccos, sometimes go and block some of the optical sensors. So the machine used to give an alert. So what the operator would do is they would stop the machine, and with a compressed air line, they would clean the optical sensors. and then again restart the machine so that the machine starts operating again properly. So two parts, one, it'll give an alert, or it'll automatically make the corrections. Prevent further defective production, ensuring quality consistency. Sometimes if the machine is not able to make the correction, it'll stop the machine and give you an alert so that no further defective product is made. So thus it ensures that your resources are not wasted, your materials are not wasted and do not result in defective material which needs to be destroyed, which doesn't destroy value. So this is another benefit. AI-driven sensor data analysis for quality monitoring. So integrating multi-sensor data, AI analyzes vibration, temperature, acoustic signals, and pressure readings. Now here we are talking of equipment monitoring. So where you have predictive maintenance, etc., what happens? Or even a manufacturing equipment, etc. Whenever anything goes wrong, you will find that there is a abnormal vibration which starts, or the temperature goes up, or the sound level goes up. So there may be a vibration, but the vibration may not be audible. But acoustic signals, will tell you. Or sometimes there is a visible change in the sound of the machine, the way it operates. Pressure readings, even power consumption. So you find sometimes that the power consumption of the equipment is going up. Like for example, if there is a bearing failure, naturally, the resistance, because the bearing is supposed to provide frictionless operation of the machine. But when the bearing fails, the resistance goes up, and this is going to lead to a higher energy consumption. So the system and the sensors will actually sense any such deviation, and it will actually give you an alert. Detects hidden quality risks affecting production performance. So by doing so, it is actually highlighting any risk, because they may not be evident to the operator. They may be, like for example, if a bearing temperature is going up, the operator may not notice it, but the machine will monitor this and it will alert and ensure that the production performance is not affected, or it will give a alert so that you can plan a predictive maintenance, planned maintenance, so that there is no breakdown, there is no loss of production. Anomaly detection for early defect prevention. So AI learns normal operating behaviors, identifying subtle deviations. Example, we have already seen the printing machine example, where 5, 6, 7 color printing happens, even one color goes out of registration or out of sync, this can result in a defect. So it prevents the anomaly or defect from occurring. So it will either make the correction, and if it's not able to correct, then it will give an alarm and it may even stop the machine. Enable predictive fault identification, reducing defect probability. So in many cases, the machine will, the cigarette packing machine that I talked of, this used to have this predictive fault identification. So even before the machine actually, stops or there is a fault, it will give an indication that something is not right or some sensor is not working correctly, so that, a corrective action can be taken in time. This is used very extensively in critical areas like aviation, where in aircrafts, you must have seen that there is a checklist. So before aircraft takes off, there is various checklists which the pilot and the co-pilot, that is the captain and the co-pilot, go through to check all the systems are operating correctly. Because once they are airborne, then they have very little recourse and they are on their own. So fault identification, predictive fault identification is crucial in some of these critical areas. AI-enabled condition monitoring. So AI monitors machine health, correlating parameters with quality indicators. So the machine health, we already saw this, you know, that temperature, vibration, the noise of the machine, etc. These are being monitored, you know, and they're correlated with the quality indicators. That means the product which is being produced, it is being monitored to see that it is as per the specification. And any deviation there is immediately flagged. So due to the machine condition, suppose there is a deviation in the output quality, then immediately the system will trigger an alert so as to take corrective actions. Ensures proactive adjustments, minimizing errors before they occur. So we have already talked about this, how either it takes the proactive actions, as we saw in case of machining center or CNC machines, where it will tell you that certain adjustments are required, or it may be that it will take the corrections by itself. It will calibrate the position of the tool, etc., so that the correct dimensions are machined for the products.